Just wondering if you wanted to say a few words about what brings you out to the rally today, why it's so important to continue to express solidarity with Palestine.
We actually here to support, you know, the Palestinians, you know, people, the one who's suffering since nearly 100 years now, after they kicked out of their, you know, houses and villages and destroyed, you know, and after too many massacres happened to them, before 1947, and the last, you know, invasion for Gaza Strip, especially, you know, after the targeting all, you know, that high buildings and the houses and killing the children and the women and everyone, even without any warning. It's actually a big tragedy, and we are here to, as Palestinians as well, as a person who used to live in Gaza Strip and spend most of my life in Gaza Strip, and I know what I mean, and I saw too many things happening in front of my eyes, and I was a teacher down there as well with the United Nations schools. You know that these people under the siege nearly since about 15 years now, and they are suffering a lot. No hope, first of all, no health, no future, no freedom. And most of the time, you know, the other side, because unfortunately they saw support from some of the countries, you know, especially the leaders. I'm not talking about the, you know, the people, because we know that the people is only, you know, have no power to this, you know, people who is supporting Israel. But unfortunately, some governments, like, you know, America, which stopped, you know, the United Security United Nations 3 times nearly in this invasion, about, you know, to have some decisions to stop the war, and they give them the light or the green light to continue killing the children and the women and the eldest, destroying the buildings. And everyone saw on the news that high building, El Jala apartment, the high building, which even have, you know, the international news agencies like Associated Press and Al Jazeera, and everyone watching, and no one did anything. That's why we have to support, to show solidarity, you know, to say that it's unfair. You have to do something. You have to stand up and say stop means stop. It's not enough to, you know, just say some word. You have to see, show some actions, and, you know, put too much pressure on these people, the one who's trying, you know, to kick even the Palestinians. It's not enough for them, taken from 1947 or before, their villages, their lands, their future, their freedom, their kids, their women, and everything, but they now try to transfer the people from Jerusalem, Sheikh Jarrah, destroying Gaza Strip. Leave the people alone. Let them live their freedom. You know, it's enough.
Hi guys, sorry to interrupt. I work for RTRFM, community radio station. I'm just wondering if I could get a few words about what brings you out today and why it's important to continue to express solidarity with Palestinians, you know, even after the ceasefire.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're just here just to support our Palestinian brothers and sisters. I mean, what they're going through is just completely unacceptable in today's day and age. You know, they've been completely humiliated and degraded and been oppressed over there. And, you know, it's about time that governments around the world step up and actually try and genuinely try to solve the issue. You know, for how long are the Palestinians going to suffer like that? You know, and yeah, I mean, obviously Israel deserves to live in peace, and so does the Palestinians. You know, so we need to come up with a genuine solution where both parties can live side by side. But apparently, we just see time and time again that the Israelis are getting away with a lot of murder and oppression, and it's just unacceptable. You know, something needs to be done. And for how many more children need to die? How many more women need to die? How many more homes need to be destroyed? You know, the day-to-day humiliation of the Palestinians is just unacceptable. So we need to do something about it, you know, just have genuine discussions, everyone needs to get involved and try and come up with some sort of genuine solution where we can move on from this. You know, we can't just keep on protesting each time something flares up and then go back to normal, and then something flares up again, and then again more people die and we have protests and then it goes back to normal. It's just unacceptable. Something just needs to be done right now. That's why we're here, and hopefully, you know, this can bring a change and raise awareness as well. So yeah.
Hi, sorry to interrupt. I'm from RTRFM Community Radio Station. Just wondering if I get a few words about what brings you out to the rally today, you know, why it's important to continue to express solidarity with Palestinians.
We're here to defend the rights of human beings. And at the end of the day, Palestinians are human beings just like we are. They've been oppressed for too long. And we're happy that the media is covering the suffering that is going on there. We are here to defend the children that do not have voices, the men, women and children, because everybody's human rights should be as valued as we are. And we are in a lucky position here to be able to voice our concerns and our opinions. We are very lucky. So we're here in solidarity with the Palestinian people to let them know that we do care about them. We do care what's happening over there. And we are privileged to be able to do this today.
So about Palestinian, we just hope like in the future we get everything like fine and free Palestinian. We are so sorry about what's happening at the moment. All the kids and children being died by bomb, and some of them like families and, you know, father and mom, they've been died and the children being homeless. This is why we've been like sad and why we've been standing in here. Yeah, thank you.
We are here from Iraq. We are from Iraq, actually, originally. And we come here to support the community of Palestinians. They do have the right to protest and against what happened in Israel, killing all these children. And that's what I think everyone disagree with this. Yeah.
We're definitely here just to help support our families back in Palestine as well, trapped in Gaza, unable to leave. We're against the Zionist regime, and we stand with all Palestinians, whether they're Christian, Jew, Muslim. We're all, it's just for humanity. Not. It's got nothing to do with religion at all.
The voices of struggle from Palestinian Australians and their supporters at yesterday's demonstration in solidarity with the people of Palestine.